This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A 6-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the 6-year-old's bus riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a 7-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy 2 bottles and receive a 3rd bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
It's the final segment on the, or final hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Steve Starrs is with us. Need I say more?
Need you say more? Steve Starrs is with you. And as you may know, there are 2 hours difference between Bob and I. So I sound fresh as a young puppy, and Bob's kind of getting tired. But that's cool. You know, Bob does this.
I had a long day, man. I'm like, I'll be honest, I'll pretend like I'm all up and ready to do the show now. My eyes are watering, and I'm yawning, and I don't drink coffee. I just won't do it.
See, now, I do drink coffee, and that's the difference. You see? Before and after. Brand X.
You sound like you're all up and hyper and with it, and I'm, But it is the Bob Tuscan Show, after all.
That's right, man. That's right. All I can do is prop you up and put toothpicks in your eyelids, Bob. That's what I'm trying to do.
There you go. Boop. All right.
Now, Bob's all excited. Bob is all excited.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Join us. We've got open lines if you want to join us. 800-313-9443. That's right. 800-313-9443 is the number to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Got a lot of news to get to, and I'm going to start just going through these headlines one by one by one. First headline. Duck Dynasty is a distraction. The NDAA was passed by the Senate just today, folks. Big story. You're not hearing about this from the lamestream media. Second headline, Steve Starrs is a transvestite prostitute from Colorado. Wait, I'm joking.
No, that's not a real news story.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I'm all here to entertain and to sometimes be
For the record, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. Steve is not a transvestite prostitute from Colorado.
From California. That's where you got
from California.
No, actually, none of that is true. But anyhow, we are relaxing. We're having some fun. I am. I mean, I think our listeners
are
too. Yeah.
Our listeners?
Hey, it's that time of the year.
Oh,
yeah, man.
Really?
I got visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. I do.
Really?
Hey, you know, I have to ask a question.
You do?
Yes. When you grew up, did you guys, in your community and, in your Jewish upbringing, did you have a Hanukkah bush?
My Jewish upbringing. Yeah. What about it?
Did you have a Hanukkah bush?
No, but I had a Jufro on the top of my head. Oy vey. we never had a Hanukkah bush, no.
Nobody had Hanukkah bushes in your neighborhood?
It was talked about as kind of a joke, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of people had Hanukkah bushes that I knew, you know. When
you grew up in a Jewish community too, Steve, didn't you?
Well, I had a lot of Jewish friends. I mean, it wasn't a Jewish community by any means, but yeah, I had a lot of Jewish friends, and a lot of them had Hanukkah bushes, and they loved Christmas, man. We had a great time, you know. I mean, Hanukkah,
I guess,
Christmas, whatever.
Colorado, you have more bushes there.
We do have a lot of bushes. We don't have any George bushes, thank God. We have Douglas firs, you know, but we don't have George bushes. And ponderosa pines, but no Georges. You know, or Charlie Brown Christmas trees, which are George bushes.
And you have chicken coopers.
Yes, yeah, so you have chicken coopers, and we have U-dolls. You know, you pull the string and they give you political jargon, like Mark U-doll, you know, our senator. Okay, yeah. And then we have people who break it, and then we have Bennett's, like Michael Bennett, our senator, Democratic senator from the state of Colorado. Another guy who, you know, is one of my disfavorites. A disfavorite? Is that a word? Disfavored. The disfavored and honorable, dishonorable. Yeah, why do they call senators honorable? Have you ever noticed that? The honorable senator from the state of Louisiana.
Well, they're supposed to be honorable, I guess. But, you know.
Well, that's
not.
It goes with the turf, I guess. I mean, it's just part of the, you know, I mean, you call some people doctors, too, and you wonder, don't you? Really? I mean.
Will you be watching all the bowl games, Steve, to get into all that nonsense?
No, man, I'm waiting for the Super Bowl, dude, and, you know, of course, I'm.
Oh, you're a Super Bowl guy?
Yeah, I don't like to get sucked into football, and I do anyway. Yeah.
Are your Denver Broncos going to be in the Super Bowl this year?
Well, I'll tell you, the way they're playing now, I don't know. You know, hey, Green Bay Packers are backers. They're back, man. Don't count them out, man. You know, they're kind of my
second. My own team is the Miami Dolphins, dude.
Yeah. Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
Hey, but you're living in the Dan Marino past, buddy. I'm sorry to say.
I met Dan Marino a few times.
Did you? Yeah, well, that'd be cool. I'd like to meet
him. Had dinner with him one night.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, we went to one of those teppanyaki Japanese, you know, where they cook it in front of you kind of deals.
Oh, those are really cool.
Yeah, and he was at our table.
I knew that he was actually of Japanese descent. I didn't know that, but he actually...
No, he's not.
Oh, isn't Marino a Japanese name?
I think it's an Italian name or something.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you should have gone to an Italian place with him, then, you know.
Steve, we didn't, like... have a date with the guy. He happened to be sitting at the same restaurant we were at, and it's communal seating. He happened to be seated with us.
Was he throwing knives or footballs?
He wasn't throwing anything, Steve. He was eating there.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
You know, geez, you're difficult.
I am, man, but I'm having fun because it's Christmas time and I feel good. And I listeners
hey,
will feel good, too.
Can we do... renditions of Christmas songs using political themes?
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. And I'm telling you why. Obamacare is coming to your town.
Nice. Okay, give me another one.
Whether you're naughty or nice. Please. Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Giuliani.
Yeah.
Had his place in Building 7.
But he was out on the street when everybody else went to heaven.
Nice one, Steve. All right, so let's do one of Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells are rocking through the snow in a four-door Chevrolet. Remember that?
The NSA.
Yeah.
Spying on you now.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, what fun it is to be behind the Christmas bough.
Nice.
Yeah.
What other songs can we do renditions of?
Deck the halls with bugs and microphones. Keep an eye on everyone there. Yeah. Hey, we're just ab-libbing, man. We're doing pretty good with it. We're going to hit it.
Give me one more here. What's another Christmas song? Chestnuts roasted by an open fire. Here we go.
Yeah.
High fructose roasting in your Coca-Cola, aspartame in your diet,
too.
And you can eat genetically modified foods.
And they'll tell you it's
happy
good
poison
for
you.
Yeah, there you go, man. Well, see, we just ruined Christmas, buddy. You know, we can't do that every year. No.
All right, Steve, I'm going to bow out, man, and you do the rest of the show and cover something important because we just wasted our listeners' time doing this. I thought it was fun, but still. Will you cover something important for the rest of the show, man, please?
I will. I'll tell you what, I'll even leave the phone lines open.
That would be good.
Anybody wants to call me and set me straight on...
Yeah, do me a favor. If I bow out here, because can't even talk. If I bow out here, give Steve a hard time, 800-313-9443. Give him hell, folks. Call in and bug the heck out of him. 800-313-9443. And Steve, your job is to cover something relevant, please.
Okay, I will. I will cover relevant news. The relevant news coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show.
That's coming up. Steve Starrs riding in the driver's seat coming up in just moments. Love you guys. You're in good hands. Don't worry.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Shh. Steve Starrs here, back with you on the Bob Tuscan Show, and I'm finishing up the show tonight. You know, Bob is 2 hours ahead of me, but, you know, I got 30 years on him, man. So I'm just showing these young guys what an old Cracker Jack can do. You know, let me just replace my dentures here, and I'll be able to talk a little bit. But we do have a call from Mike in Kentucky. We're going to go to Mike and see what he has to say, and maybe he can add something interesting to the show and keep me quiet for a while. Let's see what Mike has to say. Mike, are you there?
I thought I'd take advantage of Bob, you know, being gone there, and chime in with the latest Britney Spears, Miley Cyrus, and other celebrity gossip.
All right, the gossip hour. No, this is the Bob Tuscan Gossip Show.
I did have something that crossed my mind, or I was reminded of something a few minutes ago. I just noticed, I don't know about you, but I certainly get tired of having to do all these security updates and browser updates and all this stuff that you're supposed to do to keep your computer supposedly secure.
Right.
And I don't know if you update your Java on a regular basis. I get those all the time.
Yeah, I get that all the time, too. And I had a major crash and had to replace the thing. And, I mean, you have to load it in to your operational hard drive. It doesn't just operate as a program. I mean, it's inside your works.
They brag while you're sitting there waiting for it. It's like this investment commercial that pops up or something. Hey, Java is in 1 billion devices. And it lists a whole paragraph of stuff that it's in, you know. And one of the screens I saw in the last few months was it's in cars. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm having to update this stupid computer all the time. How does somebody update the car for security update? How does that exactly work? Is there some hidden USB port somewhere where you go update the security of your car software did somebody do that to that?
Are they part
Michael
of
Michael Hastings? Is that what happened to him?
Yeah, it almost sounds strange, doesn't it? I mean, are they part of your, you know, your USB port in system now? Is Java working that thing through your radio? Is that how it's working?
I don't know. I mean, there's been some researchers that have looked into ways to hack into cars, it does make you wonder, because you're all the time having to update all this stuff for your computer. If they're going to run this software on a car, how do they update it? If you don't go in to get it serviced, do they update your Java there for security? I mean,
yeah. Next time you stick your thumb drive into your automated system on your car, your digital radio on your newer models, of course, you know, stuff like that. Maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. Very strange.
A lot of these malware things apparently now are hijacking rides on the thumb drives. They're designed actually to do that after, I guess, the Stuxnet stuff that was and talk about blowback there, huh?
Right.
With the Stuxnet designed to jump around on jump drives or thumb drives for computers that are not connected to any network. Seems like that would be a great mechanism to jump into a car and cause trouble there if that's what somebody wanted to do. But I don't know. I was just reminded of that. It's just one of those daily life chores now that's become a real chore. That, you know, while you're sitting there waiting for it to update, you end up pondering these things.
Yeah. Are you running on Linux or an open source of any kind, or are you on Microsoft and all that stuff?
No, I'm still using XP. I've got one machine that's on Windows 7, but I've always been a holdout. I mean, it seems like every time they get an operating system's bugs worked out, they force everybody over to a new one, you know? And it's just so aggravating, because you get something set up the way you like it, and it works pretty good, and then all of a sudden they start pulling support. You know, the various things that you really need to keep, supposedly, to keep your computer running, the antivirus, and updates are never given, and all, you know, security updates are pulled. So they don't, you know, start basically corralling and forcing you over to a new system. But I don't know. You guys, have you talked about Fukushima much? I didn't get to listen much tonight.
Not tonight. We haven't. I mean, we do a lot on Fukushima, but if there's some news that you want to talk about, go ahead and launch into it, because...
Have you seen that the thing that came out in September, I guess, and it's bouncing around in the last few weeks, this animation of the that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration put out in September that shows the cloud of cesium, and the people that the web pages that I've seen posting this point out that the calculations used by NOAA don't use the full amount that's escaped into the seawater, and they don't take into account any of the other particles. But it basically shows this water cloud of cesium making it Northern Hawaii, I think, sometime in 2014, 2015, and by 2017, it's hugging the entire coast of Alaska, Canada, and United States down to Baja. And a lot of people are passing around the sentiment that basically California would be uninhabitable by 2017. Of course, the agricultural implications there. A lot of our food comes from California. A lot of broad-leafed plants absorb this stuff out of the atmosphere already. And, of course, we had reports of measured upticks in the milk in, like, Vermont already. But I don't know. I mean, the implications for that, because California, if it was its own country, would be something like the world's 10th largest economy. I guess you've read that, right?
Oh, yeah. Very, very large.
A huge amount of our food comes from out there.
Yeah. A lot of fruits, flakes, and nuts come from California.
From the left coast, as they say, near San Francisco. The jump, the JavaScript is a segue I'm going into, you know, the jump drives and how you update stuff on these devices. That's exactly what Fukushima the possibility that Stuxnet made it to Japan, either deliberately or by accident, in the weeks before this, and got into the valve controllers and things like that. But of course, there's so much disinformation flying around, it's hard to know whether the generators being located in the basement, how much of a factor that really was with their failure, you know, their safety systems failure. One thing that I did want to bring up, and I don't know if you guys, have you read this, that they tried to send in like electronic robot cameras and probes and things like that in to take pictures, at least early on in the last few in the few months afterwards, and the radiation was, one article said it was, quote, on the scale of what is seen in outer space. But it was frying the electronics in there, and there's no record of any, you know, they can't analyze the computers to see if Stuxnet infected it.
Wow. So, yeah, interesting. Hang on, man, we're going to go to a break. Hang on, and we'll come back to that, okay? We'll go through the break. Be right back on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr is sitting in here, and we have Mike still on the phone. I think we were talking a little bit about Fukushima and some of the things that were going on there, and I thought I'd hold Mike over because he's got some more information. And hey, Mike, you still with us, buddy?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm rambling a little bit. I'm probably almost as not quite as tired as Bob sounded, but one of the things that I wanted to mention, and I was wondering if you guys had looked at it at all, if you'd had any guests on or talked about it, was the possible remedies or things to, protect yourself from the fallout that's inevitably coming our way. I mean, I've seen some videos from Mr. Michikaku and things like that, where he's, you feel like when he's on some of these shows, Democracy Now or whatever, he's pulling his punches a little bit, like he's wanting you to try to read between the lines. And at some point, you have to wonder, will people be allowed to escape, you know, North America and get out while the getting's good, sort of, you know, so to speak, once some sort of a panic would set in. What countries would allow American refugees to, you know, and what favoritism would you have in order to escape to South Africa or Australia or you know, pick your favorite place, Bolivia, somewhere in the southern hemisphere, you know. That would be the timing of, that would take some timing and some know-how that a lot of these preppers, I don't think, are considering. A lot of the preppers, so in any way, we could find ourselves trapped here in a few years and not able to leave. And, some things like, turmeric, curcumin, grapeseed complex, you know, highly antioxidative things might be something to look into. I just wondered if you guys had looked at that. It's one thing that seems to be absent from a lot of the coverage is, gee, what do we do? There's a lot of doom and gloom. Well, you know, what are the solutions?
You know? Yeah, we've done, of course, Bob is very much into nutrition. And we've talked a little bit about these things. And, of course, you know, iodine and so many other, you know, things.
Well, iodine really only protects you from radioactive iodine. I mean, it loads up the thyroid, but there's all these other molecules. And I'm sure you've probably heard the concept that Caesar's last breath, you know.
Yeah, right.
Everybody breathes molecules from Caesar's last breath during your lifetime. Do the math.
Mm-hmm.
So these molecules from Fukushima are going to be floating around in the, quote, biosphere. For, you know, thousands of years, 20,000 years.
Yeah. Do you suppose that's why so many people have bad breath, because it was some of Caesar's breath? I had to crack that. I'm sorry. It's gallows humor, but, you know, that.
Well,
the point,
you know, it's something, because I don't think it is really getting, enough, awareness out there for people to.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember when it all happened, and sometimes I have the luxury of being at home to see events as they're transpiring. And I remember CNN was reporting, and they were saying that the presidential entourage with the limousine had gone down to the Japanese embassy, and they were awaiting a comment, presumably by Mr. Obama himself, concerning what had happened at Fukushima. And they said, we expect that we will have a statement from the president within an hour, okay? It didn't happen. You know, and then I guess the presidential limousine and entourage left. And it wasn't but a couple of days later, I actually made the mistake of saying that he never addressed Fukushima at all, which he did. He finally talked about it, of course, and he said that we will stand by to assist and all this, and we're monitoring it, and we're watching it. And then he went about his business. So Obama basically, when confronted with what had happened, dodged dealing with the issue for quite a while, actually. You know, it wasn't, I mean, he never came back out and made any kind of statement within the hour, as CNN was saying that he was expected to do. I don't know whether he was actually there, that nobody really knew where he was no one had seen him go into the Japanese embassy. But he was there, somebody from the White House was there right after everything started to happen. And you know, I've always said that Barack Obama is the worst environmental president we have ever had. This guy's a disaster to the environment. And, of course, the Sierra Club sings those songs and plays their little guitars, and they're behind him and all this, because they're funded by, you know, Exxon and other people like that, too. The Sierra Club is so phony. I mean, all these environmentalists. And I tell people, look, I'm an environmentalist. Oh, don't get upset. I mean, a real one. You know, I'm really concerned about what really happens in the environment. Things like Fukushima. Things like the dispersant used in the BP oil spill.
Right.
Things like genetically modified foods and seeds.
Exactly.
These are the real.
Yeah, people talk about carbon and this, carbon.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, what a distraction. What a
Absolutely.
Distraction! Global warming serves its purpose rather nicely. The real pollution issues, the the percolate that's in women's breast milk. I mean, the massive estrogen dominance that's everywhere from all these mutagens, as industrial hygienists would call them, mutagens, not plasticizers or not the endocrine disruptors, but they actually screw up epigenetics. You know, they want to pay, what was that woman's name, Angelina Jolie, supposedly had a double mastectomy because she carried the gene. They want to blame everything on genetics. Oh, right. You're the one that's flawed. If you can't handle all this, you know, modern life, it must be your genetics, your chemical imbalance, you know. It's in your genes. It's not these mutagenic chemicals we're exposed to all the time. Can't be that.
Right. Absolutely.
I've known people that are labeled for a long time as crazy, wacko, whatever, and you have to wonder, where does that programming, where does that mass conditioning come from? If in the 1980s, when they started eliminating glass containers, and some people really jumped on that and said, oh, these plastics aren't safe, you know, and some people I've run into that really, they got gung-ho about it and said, look, this is, you know, this stuff is hanging around in the environment for a very long time. Nothing eats it. And
exactly.
They were labeled. I know a fellow that ran for sheriff, and that was one of his things. He wanted to clean up the river and clean the plastics up and try to ban plastics from you know, pop bottles and everything like that. And in his jurisdiction, people labeled him as crazy. Turns out he was really right.
Yeah, he was.
Just screwing up our daughters. Maybe factor in all sorts of things, early puberty and all sorts of wacky stuff, you know.
Yeah. You know, and Mike, I worked for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden, Colorado for a while. And now that was basically an environmental research operation in Midwest Research. What is it? I can't remember the big overseer of all that, but Department of Energy was there. I actually ran sound when I was in their communications department, in their art communications department. And I ran sound for Al Gore when he came out to speak. You know, I mean, I won't go into that. That's another story. But the point is, we had brilliant scientists coming up with some of the most brilliant things that never made it to the market. When you talk about pop bottles, one of the pop bottles they created was out of vegetable oils instead of using, you know, petroleum-based oils. This guy had created a vegetable oil, and he could even use the same substance, the vegetable plastic, in other words.
A lot of it comes from, a soy, and that mimics estrogen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He could create these pop bottles, though, is what I'm saying, that looked identical to the 2-liter pop bottles that you would see, like, you know, with Mountain Dew or Pepsi or Coke or whatever. He created one that looked almost identical to it, okay? Now, the way the thing worked, though, is when you opened it up and poured out all the contents, it began to biodegrade. It decomposed. You could throw this in a riverbed, and it would be in about, we even had pictures of these, they would decompose in about maybe 3 to 6 months. You just see the whole thing go back to nature. You know? And so,
I wonder, you know, they've designed some of them now that the ultraviolet light, I think, from the sun will actually, you know, degrade them a lot quicker than conventional plastics, but it really does. I mean, ultraviolet, I think, it's ultraviolet light that degrades plastics eventually, but not if they're buried in a creek bed, probably. Of course, I guess you've seen that sea of plastic and debris that's out in...
Oh, yeah, siliconia. Is that what it's called?
That's a new one on me, siliconia.
Yeah, siliconia. Yeah, it's almost the size of a continent swirling around out there.
So soy, though, mimics estrogen. It's got a non-nutritive type properties about it, unless it's fermented.
Yeah, it's dangerous if it's not fermented. Okay, buddy. Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right.
We will return to the Bob Tuscan Show after this break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPN for All keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPN for All are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a t-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the last segment of the Bob Tuscan Show for the week. And Steve Starrs, I'm here sitting in for Bob, and we're going to finish up the show. We've got just a few minutes, and I'm going to get on some of the topics. I want to thank, again, Craig, our producer, and Dan during the week as well. He's probably not listening, but after all, he has to put up with us. But also, keep in mind that RBN is having a pledge drive, and go to the website, if you can, republicbroadcasting.org. Help us out a little bit. I consider it a pleasure and a privilege and an honor, actually. I really do, to be able to address you fine folks out there listening either on RBN via the Internet or via satellite or via one of our affiliates. And, of course, you friends out there in California, I know I've been poking fun at you, and we've been talking a little bit about the dangers of Fukushima, of course. And you guys, the reason why I like you is because you're a little bit further west like me here in Colorado. Bob is already... going on 1 o'clock there on the East Coast. But hey, man, it's party time here. You're out west, you know, so we appreciate you guys. We have a tendency to pick up callers on the western side of the country, excuse me, the country, as the show goes on. So we appreciate all you folks. And people listening outside the country, of course, always in Canada, in Puerto Rico, in Mexico, in Brazil. And we have callers calling us from places like the UK where it's like 4:30 in the morning, you know, there. We're wondering how they could be, well, I guess if you're not much going on at 4:30 in the morning if you're in Ireland or someplace. But in Europe and, of course, Australia, because this is a global battle. This is a global battle. And I just want to take a few minutes to talk about something in the last segment here. You know, I do appreciate all the help and support that you guys are giving RBN, not because I'm putting a plug in here to set the stage for this, but, you know, there's been a lot of discussion, of course, over many years and by many guests and many hosts concerning the so-called letter that Albert Pike wrote to Mazzini way back in the, 1882, something like that. I don't know, I remember when the letter was supposed to be written, which predicted the three world wars that the elitists would create in order to assimilate their final world government. And, you know, people have said, wow, that's a fake. But, you know, as I understand, there have been quotations from this letter that go back to the 1890s. I mean, people were talking about this letter, and there's records of them talking about this letter. Now, was it really written by Albert Pike? You know, if you know who Albert Pike was, Morals and Dogma, you know, basically the founder or the refounder of Freemasonry in the United States after the Civil War. You know, he was a Confederate general during the Civil War, believed to be one of the founders of the Knights of the Golden Circle and the Ku Klux Klan. Of course, the Ku Klux Klan will try to disengage their connections to him, as do the Freemasons. And there's a statue of Albert Pike not too far from the White House. What is it, 13 blocks in a big Freemasonic temple? And, you know, they talked about how they were going to create these three world wars by agitating people. And that's been kind of a theme that we got to all through the show tonight. And we really didn't get a chance to talk to talk about the issue of who's creating these international war mechanisms. Why is it that we're reengaging in the Cold War again with Russia over this issue of their the missile shield that we want to put up in Europe, and then they have these railway loaded cars that have missiles that they can pull around to various places, and they're reinciting this war posture between the United States and Russia after all these years. And of course, the whole thing with China and the Sea of Japan and the Chinese Sea and all these incidents that are taking place, all of this aggression that's always going on. Well, if you know the story about the three world wars, and if you just Google Albert Pike, three world wars, you'll be able to read the whole letter. Okay, now, some people have said, well, they never could verify that Albert Pike actually wrote this at that time. And there have been several people who claimed he did and evidence with that. And then there have been people who said we never really could verify or flesh out that evidence. The point is simply this, that the letter's been around a long, long time before Israel. Before Israel was even a dream in the Balfour Declaration, or, you know, Balfour's mind in World War I. So the idea here was to use these wars to break down sovereignties, nationalities, religions, and create basically a big, ugly stew, a political soup of all the peoples of the world so that their final world government could take over. And to do that, they were going to set up antagonistic enemies and get the people to believe that it was going to be the Germans or it was going to be the Russians or it was going to be the Chinese against the Americans. And their final war, excuse me, their final war issue was to try to set up a international conflict between capitalism and Israel and the West against communism and Islam in the East. And they were going to try to collide these two big mega giants in this third world war, and the whole world would wear themselves out to the point to where they were so beaten down after this war that it would be very easy to just meld a one world Tower of Babel in out of this whole thing. You know what I mean? That was the plan. And it seems to me that we're almost seeing some of that take place. I'm going to try to get Kerry from Texas on real quick. We don't have much time, but let's see if we can pull Kerry up. I was going to talk about this a little bit, but let's have Kerry from Texas if we can, Mr. Engineer. Kerry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
Somebody said on the radio a long time ago to take note of the fact, and this is going to be off the wall to a lot of people, but it will connect with you. The very first episode of Star Trek Enterprise had a captain of that ship that was disabled, and his name was Albert Pike.
Yes.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
So he came back as a machine. He was just a kind of like a guy, you know, brain dead or whatever, but that was attached to a machine that was rolling around on the floor. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? It's interesting because no, actually, he is also in the new series. If you watch, he's at this point, he's not in the incapacitated case or state that he was in the beginning of the Star Trek series, the television show. Yeah, he's around in the new one now. I mean, he's still active. I just saw the most recent one, and you'll see that Admiral Pike, or I'm not sure who he was, but he, you know. I didn't watch it close enough, and I probably should, as a matter of fact. But I forgot all about that. Yeah, Pike is a real character in the new series now. He's back.
Yes, he is. And he's the Pike that wrote what you're talking about, and they call it the Enterprise, okay, the ship that goes around taking over the universe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. It's Friday night. I love you bunches. See you later.
Hey, appreciate it, Kerry. You have a good weekend. Yeah. Hey, I'm glad we kind of snuck that in because there you go. You're seeing in a lot of ways, you know, the conditioning that's out there. And people are being conditioned right now to see this war between the West and capitalism and Israel and communism versus communism and Islam. And this is something that's being agitated. You wonder, why are they creating these tensions? Why are they stirring people up against each other? Why is this going on? I mean, you would think in this dawning age of this information age that we're in, people would be finally able to overcome some of these difficulties, that are these tribal instincts and these animosities. And yet we find our leaders goading us into these situations. I mean, Barack Obama did damn near all he could to get us into a war in Syria. I mean, he was called on the carpet, I think, by a lot of people, not just the Congress and the Senate and people like that saying, what are you doing? But as I understand, some of the Joint Chiefs at the Pentagon backed out of this thing, too. I mean, if you heard that speech he read, it was altered. He had a real fire and brimstone anger speech going there. But then he stopped because he said, oh, well, I guess we can hold back if the Syrians surrender their chemical weapons, when we know what really happened there. Okay, friends, it's been the Bob Tuscan Show. I am glad to be here with you. Thank you for joining us. We will be back next week. Stay tuned to RBN. Have a great weekend and happy holidays. Bye now.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. live edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
With financial